Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Hot mics. Woo!
That's how I like my mic. Nice and hot. No. It's Alice, and it is Friday. Hello from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
You are a weirdo.
You wouldn't love me if I wasn't.
I know, but I mean, hot mics. Come on.
Well, I mean, he keeps telling me how hot the mic is. I'm like, ow! Shut it.
Good morning. Did you do your homework?
I did do my homework, but also Taylor happened. So there's
Did you do Taylor?
Oh, I did Taylor.
All right,
I did Taylor. Oh, I mean, me and Brynn are in the middle of doing Taylor right now. She, Taylor takes a lot of work. You got to double team Taylor. Actually, we're triple teaming Taylor. Jane is already up.
Eiffel Tower helping us to.
It's like Eiffel Tower, but with someone riding in the middle. It's like a whole middle. It takes a lot. It's a lot. She's a lot to deal with. You know,
Jane
as I'm going.
I find Jane to be a delight.
No, Taylor.
Oh, Taylor. Sorry.
Yeah. We actually had to call Jane in to help us with the Taylor stuff.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You know, we're going to have some fun with this today. We really are. There's so much. There's so much more than I even thought there was going to be. And as I'm going through this thing, I feel bad for Travis Kelce. Like, someday when that breakup album gets written, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
Is she spilling tea all over Horowitz?
If by Horowitz you mean Joe Alwyn?
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Well, listen, I don't know all the ins and outs. Like, I do love Taylor Swift. I think she's absolutely great.
Me too.
But I don't have any conspiracy theories about anything. I do not follow every move that she makes. I leave that to the Swifties, and they let me know. You know, Sarah, you got it wrong. Thank you, Swiftie, for, you know, nudging me back in the right direction. Like, I rely on the Swifties to help me sort through what I got to put in and what I got to leave out when I talk about Taylor Swift. So I'm going to count, you know, the texters are going to be going crazy today, Vin. We're going to have some fun with it, though. It's going to be great. It's a Tay-Tay Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's not
today
day
is
ordeal.
Friday. Yes. Happy Friday, you mother fathers.
Oh, wow.
All right.
It's okay. I know not to say that one word.
Do you?
You know, 99.99999%.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure we've had to dump you with the delay.
I think only once.
Oh my God! Are you going to say in your entire career we've only had to dump you one time?
I feel like I've been dumped many times, but I think only once for the F word. But
for the specific F word, got it.
For the specific F word,
okay.
That's the one.
Well, I know there was one time when I think Vin was out for paternity and Marcus Osborne was in, and you said the F word. So that has to be twice right there. Vin has
boom.
You know what? If I did get dumped for that during Marcus, that's not the incident I was thinking of. So we're at two.
Okay, exactly right.
There's also, you know, people have always been able to listen to us, or for a long time have been able to listen to us online. We've been streaming audio for years and years. Mm-hmm. You would have actually, there would be no dumping on, I think now it does get dumped live on the stream, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? It's
I don't think so. We've definitely gotten texts from people who say, I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're listening on the...
Yeah. Odyssey. Totally different. Different. You know, that's actually a reason to get the Odyssey app. Hear it before we have a chance to dump it.
Mm.
Just one of the perks of being, and there are perks to being on that Odyssey app. This Tay All Day, this has been huge for Odyssey. AUDACY. This is a free app. App it. Go app it at your app store. Whatever app place you get your apps at, app this.
How many songs have you made your way through so far?
Me personally, not too many. I had here's what I've been doing all morning. This is if we're talking Tay All Day. I go through and not so there's a huge surprise right off the bat. She did not release one album. She released two albums. So we thought 17 tracks and there are actually 31. Our big plan today was every hour on the hour, we're going to play some chunks. It'll be like New Music Friday all the live long day. We are not going to get to half of these songs.
You don't mean, though, that she released two separate albums. You mean the one album is
a double album.
Got it.
In fact, there were tons of clues to this. And I remember the other day ago, maybe yesterday, I'm not sure. There was a setup at the Grove in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like a pop-up book, like a little library set up, like somebody's writing room.
You had it like a bookshelf kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Book, and there was sort of an inside room, but there was, you know, people were lined up trying to take pictures in there and to look at all this stuff, and there were Easter eggs all over and hints and clues. And one of the clues was that every clock in there was set to two. And there were little statues of peace signs everywhere. So two, fingers up. There's all these two clues that now that we suddenly have discovered that we didn't get one single record, we got a double album like this. And we all know that Taylor, I don't know how she does it because she's also out having a good time and learning everybody else's song. She knows the words to every freaking song. You can never see her not mouthing the words to every song, anywhere that she is, any elevator, any award show, whatever it is, she knows all the words. And yet she's still bubbling with her own words and songs. And we're going to have so it's going to be really fun today.
All right. The one thing I saw was, and I could it could be wrong. The internet's wrong often. Was that the first single from Taylor was going to be a collab with Posty.
That is correct. In fact, that's the thing she was teasing, the video that's going to come out, I think at 5 o'clock our time today.
Okay.
The video for, and the song is called Fortnite. And there's some fun stuff about that, too. Like, there's two features on this record. She has co-writers. Jack Antonoff is mostly the guy. But very few, you know, everybody does the feature now. Everybody has this guest on. She has two. So we will hear from both of the features, and we'll go through all of that. In fact, there's no way at the other, so I won't tell you who it is yet. Maybe you already know. I don't know. But there's a Post Malone.
Is it Gene
feature.
Simmons?
It's not Gene Simmons, no.
Okay.
But the title of the, and we'll get to it, the title of the other song that has a feature on it, is whether there had been a feature or not, we would have played this one. Like, I was like, oh, that one. I got to hear that one. That one is definitely, woo, woo, woo.
Is it Bleep You, Joe Hendrickson?
If by Joe Hendrickson you mean Joe Alwyn.
No, I got it. Right as I was saying it, I was like, that's not it. But is it that? Is that
it isn't. It's not. And actually, one of the fun things that, because I haven't been listening to the music all morning. Like I said, Bryn, here it is. And he's going through it and making sure, because there's some swearing. And we're going to try and find a really good sampling of stuff on this record. Because there's a ton. The whole double album, that other part is like, it's just a bonus. Like nobody even knew about this thing. So I don't even know if we're going to make it all the way to that. We're, you know, how many chunks are we going to play?
No, we won't. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's 31. There's 31 songs. And if we're going to spend any time with them.
I'm interested as you talk, like 31 songs, and you're talking about it being very much inspired by her breakup with Joe Alwyn.
Yeah.
I was reading an article the other night. It must have been last night, and it would have to be on my iPad, so I can't even source it. But it was
but the source is your iPad.
Right. The girl that makes Skinny Girl. What's her name?
Oh, she's a housewife, right?
Yep.
I'll look it up.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, she's talking about the breakup of this marriage she had. I don't know her. I don't know the guy at all. But as she's talking about it, she's saying...
Bethany Frankel.
That girl is saying, I stopped having consensual... She didn't say it this way, but basically she was saying, I was having sex against my will with my husband because I was out of love with this guy and not into him. And... I'd started a TV show with him, so I felt obligated to do these things. And I'm reading this thinking, what? And I don't know if he was a nice guy or an absolute savage. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what's going on.
But she's alluding to rape. I mean,
she's absolutely saying, I had to do this because an entire television show production was surrounding this marriage I'm in, and I was not into it.
Well, to me, she's deceiving him. Like, if she's...
Everyone. And I just was reading it thinking, you know what you have to do in that scenario is you have to make that the show. We're breaking up. Like, you just can't sit there and be like, I'm going to fake a happy marriage.
Right.
Yuck. But then later to come out and say all that, I'm just... Back to Taylor.
Right.
I'm curious where things go south for her and how that fame and the expectation of this thing, I don't know if she's, you know, alludes to that in this 31 song record, but as I was reading the article, I was just thinking, as a guy, that's your worst nightmare, is to find out your partner was tapped out years before you actually broke up.
Right.
And I agree with that way about you.
She needed to not do that.
You're forcing me against my... And, you know, who hasn't been with their partner where their partner was like, go ahead. And you're like, well, okay. But it's like... well, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, I do.
There is that in a marriage where it's, you know, all right. You know what?
You definitely seem to need this. I acquiesce to your needs.
And it puts a different spin on how you might think about that. Like, oh, she's super nice and helpful. And then maybe she's not. And she's actually... Yikes. So I'll be interested to see if we get more clues about when this, because it seemed like they were quietly headed for a marriage, those two.
Well, 6 years would lead you to believe that. And man, those were a quiet 6 years.
She lived in London with him, didn't she?
It was very rare that, and apparently, I mean, I do think that they had a place in London, but she refers to the house on the edge of the heath in some of this stuff. And there's, oh, by the way, he's not the only one. She even manages to get something, what's that guy, Matt Healy. There's a song about him, she calls him a golden retriever. And she talks about it.
The guy from,
Yes.
1975.
Yeah. Like that guy, Mitch. I look forward to the Travis Kelce breakup record. That's going to be a good one. That'll be fun. He should be taking notes.
I look forward to the Travis Kelce marriage record.
And then the breakup record, right?
The controversial comments by the guy in the 1975 about a girl she now hangs with.
I can't remember
about Ice Spice when he said the...
Yeah.
I never heard the podcast. I only know what you told me. But now that I'm thinking about it, wasn't it about some other artist?
I thought the Ice Spice stuff was with one of the Warriors players. I'm not sure.
Jordan Poole.
Yeah. And then
I don't remember exactly what
I did know that
he
had some controversial statements in another country.
Yes, he was...
On stage and...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He got in trouble for that. I don't remember. He was a flash in the pan, like not worth a song. But and I remember when it got even remotely controversial, she never said another word about him, and they stopped being seen together. Like that,
she was with him
for
a minute.
Over.
Just I look forward, Sarah, to yes, you dear. And Bryn unraveling all these mysteries.
We're
for
never going to get to all the mysteries.
I'm
going to
let you guys just wash all over me today.
I plan to go in the order the album is in. And the first track, like you mentioned, Vin, is Fortnite featuring Post Malone. That's coming right up as our first song.
Are we playing that right now as our song?
As our song, yes.
Oh, we're playing. Okay, great. So you're going to get to hear Fortnite, the first single. This is the first song from the brand new The Tortured Poets.
Featuring Post Malone.
Department featuring Post Malone. Taylor Swift, it's KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Tay All Day. Let's do this thing.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.